Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Seems like every other day I'm trimming my 9-year-old daughter's nails. They grow fast, they're strong, and you know, I was starting to complain to myself, not to her, of course, not her fault, until I realized it's a good thing that your windows can be a state, or they're a window to not your soul, but to your state of health. Here to talk about it better than I seem to be able to is Dr. Ginger. Hi, Dr. Ginger.
Hey, how are you? I think everyone knew what you meant. But yes, your fingernails totally provide clues to your overall health and your overall well-being. We're so used to painting them and filing them and doing all these things with them, but we really do need to take a look at them throughout the year to make sure, you know, if we have other health challenges going on, a lot of times the first place that we'll see some signs may very well be your fingernails.
All right, so what are we looking for? Give us an example of what we don't want to see and then what we do want to see when it comes to our fingernails.
Well, you want to see, you know, kind of like light pink color underneath the nail bed. You know, fast-growing nails is a great sign of someone being healthy. If they're thickening or starting to discolor or turn yellow or green or even white or black, it could be a fungal infection or some sort of bacterial infection. One of the things when it comes to fingernails that, for me personally, it really stands out, because I witnessed this when my father had lung cancer, and I didn't know it at the time what was going on, but I remember his hands changed. And what happens when people have lung cancer and other conditions, but in particular lung cancer, it's called nail clubbing, where the tips of the fingers, it almost looks like they enlarge, and they kind of get bulbous, and then the nails start to curve around the fingertips. That's called nail clubbing. And that oftentimes is significant in lung disease, but also various cardiovascular diseases and bowel diseases. But for my dad, I remember that I just thought his hands looked very strange to me when I was young. And so that was a clue right there.
So what about people who have, you know, ridges in their nails? Like, so what are fingernails supposed to look like in order to represent a healthy person?
Pink underneath, as I said. No pitting of the nails, spooning of the nails, no weird lines. Just clean, you know, the white tip, healthy looking. You don't want to see, like, for example, you can see, most people don't realize this, but melanoma. Melanoma cancer is usually associated with the skin, but it can show up under the nails. And then someone who had this that we all know Bob Marley, well, he died from melanoma, and he had it showing up under his fingernails as these dark lines going across his nails. And his physician thought that was like from old soccer injuries or something along those lines. And so it was never a red flag like it should have been. And so, you know, most people don't realize that skin cancer can show up on your nails. There's spooning of the nails, where it looks like the nails are scooped out. A lot of times that's related to an iron issue. There's pitting of the nails, where the nails are, like, rippled. And a lot of people with psoriasis or some sort of connective tissue disease can see this pitting or this rippled effect on their nails, where it should actually be smooth. Diabetes can show up. You can kind of have yellow nails, or you can have these strange indentions across the nails. So, you know, anything odd looking that doesn't look smooth and clean and, you know, picture perfect, you want to take a closer look at your nails, because even things like white spots on the nails, it could be from, you know, taking off some fake fingernails or something. But it also, if that's not something that you do, it could also be indicative of chronic liver disease.
I remember growing up, Dr. Ginger, and I remember, you know, as kids, you'd have like that half moon on your thumb, and a lot of kids would have that on their forehead or spots on their fingers. What is that indicative on, you know, when it comes especially to children?
Well, I mean, the half moon part doesn't necessarily mean anything. And a lot of times, you know, white spots and things can be from injuries to the nail. Like, that's why Bob Marley's doctor thought it was like some soccer injury or something. But each, you know, we all sort of have a general idea of what a healthy nail should look like. But when little things start to happen, you know, on the nail, like if you see a dark band go across your nail, I mean, that could be diabetes. It could be some sort of liver problem. Blue nails. If you see blue nails, I mean, that's a big alert for a pulmonary issue, a lung-related, oxygen-related issue. Little red lines across the nail, they're called splinter hemorrhages. A lot of times that has to do with like a heart valve infection or something related to the heart or circulatory system. So just be aware. If you all of a sudden see these strange things coming, you know, up on your nails and you're facing some sort of health challenge, but this is a sign. Your body gives you these warning signs because your nails can tell you all about your health.
So would the issues in your nails start before? Is it an indication that something's going awry, or does it happen generally after the illness is in place or the issue's in place?
You know, it probably varies with each. I mean, in diabetes, it probably takes quite some time for that yellow nail stone syndrome to take place, but it's an effect of the glucose and collagen proteins kind of in your nails, where the nails kind of thicken and they grow slow. So it can be as the disease is progressing more and more, you just start to notice all these things. Well, I'm you know, for diabetes, you know, I'm urinating so frequently, and I have been for a year, and I'm thirsty all the time, and, you know, my eyesight's having problems. I'm having these tingling in my hands, and my fingernails look really weird. You know, a lot of times it just sort of accelerates with the disease. But just be aware, you know, the pitting of the nails thing with people with psoriasis, that might not be a connection, because psoriasis, you think of it's on your skin. Well, you know, your nails are kind of an extension of that. And so the pitting or the rippling in the nails comes along with that. But in terms of
now,
nutrition,
Dr. Jin,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to ask you, no, tell us, it's funny, you read my mind, I was going to ask you about nutrition, so keep going.
Well, I mean, all the things that I talk about every week as far as eating real food and getting, you know, super nutrients in your body and green juicing and just real food and keeping organic and keeping the toxins out, you want, you know, your nails are an extension of your body and your health. And so, you know, you want to get these nutrients in their most, you know, natural form into your body so that everything can grow healthy and everything can be healthy. And again, your nails are an indication of another condition going on. And so when you balance your body, that condition can balance as well as getting your nails back to normal. And, you know, your nails, some can grow very fast, but it does take some time for some of that to grow out. So say you're getting your health challenge under control, some of these conditions in your nails might take longer to see, you know, it may take longer to see a natural nail come back, even after you've gotten the condition under control, just because, you know, it's a process of growing.
I was talking to someone the other day, and they were saying that their nails are very thin and they break easily. Is that an indication of, let's say, a lack of calcium in their diet?
Well, it could be a lot of nutrients. I mean, you know, you need omega-3s, you need minerals such as selenium for strong nails, you need amino acids for the protein, you know, building, iron and biotin. And so, you know, and it also could be a factor of, I don't know if it's this female that you spoke to, but, you know, some of the products that we put on our nails are also very damaging and can thin them out and make them weak. You know, the fake nails, you know, if you utilize a lot of the polish removers with acetone in them, I always get acetone-free, you know, polish remover. A lot of people soak their nails in acetone to soak things off,
and
those can have a direct effect on the nails.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering about when you go and get your nails done, to maybe bring your own products, even if they make a face, you know,
sure.
It's your body.
I bring my own nail polish remover.
Do, Andrea?
Yeah.
I do. I bring my own nail polish remover. Yeah.
You sure can. You can find, there's a lot of companies now that make, you know, toluene free and all these other chemicals free products. And I think a lot of studios are used to seeing people bring their own stuff. And I know I have friends that do the same thing. So you're not alone.
Oh, yeah.
That. And that's actually a very good move.
Yeah, you know what? My manicurist laughed. I bring my own lotion. I bring my own even nail wraps now. I bring my own. I mean, they're like, why are you even coming? Because I actually like when they file it and they, you know, cut my cuticles.
It's kind of nice.
A whole other story. Exactly. A whole other story into the life of Andrea. But anyways, we're out of time for today, Ginger. If you want to follow Dr. Ginger on Twitter, it's at the Dr. Ginger. And Dr. Ginger, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me. See you next week.
I'm Andrea Donsky. Yes, see you next week. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.